Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, we've been doing these shows from home for, 6 months now, and it's been very smooth. The only thing that is a little tricky at times, guys, is when I don't have a phone screener. So we're just sitting here chatting away, and Coach Mason is on the line with us. So Derek Mason is with us. Coach, sorry about that. I had no clue you were sitting there, and you had to sit there and listen to us talk about kickers, which, you know, I don't know how you feel about that, but – but I apologize.
Darren and Willie, man, it's good to hear your voices.
I know. It's good to hear yours. I bet it must be nice to be out there and to see your kids again, right, and just kind of go through. I know it's been weird, and we've talked throughout all this weirdness, but you have to feel great getting back into your element being out on the field.
It's good to be back. You know, you look at it and you say, man, you can't wait for it to come. But really, when you're in the midst of it, it helps you understand, you know, when how much it really does mean to you. It's therapeutic. It's therapeutic for our guys. It's therapeutic, you know, for coaches. You know, for the organization. I mean, this is what we do. This is you know, our time. It's a time to really work on your craft, work on your skills, and you know, man, find a way to get better and do it together. So right now, it's a focus group and it's definitely learning how to be, this group is learning how to be accountable to one another. So we love it and we enjoy it.
How long is it going to take you, Derek, to hit Zach Cunningham up for a donation?
You know what? Hey, I'm just happy for Zach. Man, you're talking about, you know, how long? I think the phone was already hot. You know, the time he signed on the dotted line, no. You know what? We don't need anything from Zach. I definitely appreciated, you know, man, what he did here. He continues to give back. He continues to have, you know, conversations with some guys that are still here, guys that he played with, like Bryce Lewis. You know, he reaches out to Javon. Hey, man, we've had a chance to talk, you know, in a little bit. I've just enjoyed watching him mature. You know, when you saw Zach here, you understood how good a football player he was to do what he did in the SEC. But to go to that level and to be one of the leading tacklers and one of the top tacklers in the league over the last couple of years, it really speaks to not only the talent but the work ethic, because it's a tougher league. I mean, hey, man, you're playing against some of the best, and right now, you know, I mean, he's seen as an elite player, and he is one of the best at his position. Love it.
Do you ever, whenever you know, through all these years, whenever you've seen a player, you know, wow everybody, does it wow you? I've always wondered, you know, the play just hurdles everybody, but they made a rule because of Zach Cunningham. And does that wow you, or is it just us that get wowed by certain things that happen?
I get wowed too. I'm a fan. You know, sports fan. I'm a football fan, and Zach Cunningham wowed me almost every day.
Really?
He never missed a practice. And
wow,
to watch him practice was a work of art, because the way he played on Saturday was just a big picture piece of what you saw day to day. I mean, he was one of those guys that played the game the right way. He understood what practice meant, and you know, for him, I mean, he's just doing it at a different level now. But the drive, it's good to see that his ability to work at his craft hasn't changed. And, you know, he just continues to get better. So that's a testament to Zach Cunningham, his family, how hard he's worked. But, you know, Vanderbilt aided in that. So, kudos to the Commodores. Love it.
Now, along those lines, Coach, and I'm curious because I know everybody develops differently, but can you tell early on when a kid has something special? Like I said, I know sometimes it happens in different stages, but is there times when you just know, like, just whether it's work ethic, what you were just talking about, always there, their drive, their what's in their DNA, kind of their makeup? Can you tell pretty early on with kids if they're really special? Or is it hard to at this age?
Well, you know what? Most times you can. I mean, if they exhibit, you know, maybe special attributes like awareness, an uncanniness to find the football, the ability to get the ball out of the air, some exaggerated skill that you just don't see every day. A lot of times you do see it early. But some guys, you know, may develop it late. Some guys work themselves, to that. I remember Jordan Matthews talking to me about, you know, his maturation and what it looked like for him. And he felt like he got better as he got older. And so you see some guys have it, you know, in the beginning, and some guys are just in the making. I mean, they're pushing themselves towards, you know, what they will eventually become. And for coaches, it's just about being patient. It's about, you know, taking the journey with them, challenging these guys, asking, you know, like these guys to get uncomfortable and compete every day so that they can be the best version of themselves. But you can't be the best version of yourself if you're trying to be comfortable. Okay, it doesn't add up in what we do.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason on the line with us. So how are the early returns? Do you like what you see thus far? I mean, how is it going to this point?
You know what? We're new. I love it. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a new year. It's got its own challenges. But, with that, just grinding on these pieces. Got some returning pieces defensively with a new defensive coordinator, and that's gelling on the offensive side of the ball. Coach Fitch is evaluating, everything from the quarterback position to, you know, putting this offensive line together. And I think it's the puzzle, okay, man, that keeps us – awake at night. It's the idea of putting, the pieces of the puzzle together, making sure that you can utilize the young man's skill set and make sure that you can, continue to help grow, the skill, the ability to learn, the awareness, and try to push that towards the college football season. And that's where we're at right now. It's good because, we're getting better. And as you get better, you start to understand that the accountability piece for everybody to be accountable to each other, it's something that we have to, continue to be invested in, and then just being focused. And that's where we are right now. We're focused.
Talking to Derek Mason, head football coach at Vanderbilt. Coach, great to talk to you again. And I'm curious about your guys, how they've handled these last few weeks as they've watched, different areas of the country, different levels of football. Some kids aren't getting the opportunity to play. I would have to think that's one thought for some of your players anyway, to say, you know what, we're getting a chance that not everybody's getting right now to play the game we love.
You're right in saying or giving the observation that it is a privilege to play the game. I think, I've constantly, tried to not necessarily remind them, but just, talk about it. Because I think, this is a game that you get the opportunity to play. So, like, in that, just maximize the opportunity, utilize, the time that you have, because we are out here. We're on the grass, and some young men across the country, talented players, across different programs, don't have this opportunity. So take this opportunity to get better. Don't discount, your role, because everybody's got a role to play in this. So when you get better, we get better, and that's where this team is moving. I mean, it's united in that. It's united in that it understands that it is a privilege, and we're going to take full advantage of it.
How difficult has it been for you? I think you alluded to this on one of your recent media calls, where somebody was saying, "Okay, you guys had to shut it down for a couple of days," and you said, "Hey, these are college kids, and they have their habits. They're so excited to see their friends that haven't seen, just like a regular college student would be. But you have to be very mindful of meeting the protocols with your daily habits. You got to change some habits, especially as a college student." To make sure that you do the things you need to do to stay eligible to play and you know, to do what we're all dealing with right now. How difficult has that been to get across to college students?
You're always looking for ways to really, you know, spin, you know, where you're at, the space that you're in, you know, different ways to look at it. And, you know, that we have been good, you know, for so long. We have been here, you know, 8 weeks, 2 months, and had done a really good job. But it's like anything else, you can get comfortable, okay? But you can let your guard down. And, you know, man, because we let our guard down, we found ourselves in a space where we had a couple of positives. And so when we looked at it, we had to press pause, you know, for health, safety, and welfare reasons for our organization and for our student athletes. And that was an eye-opening, you know, man, piece for us because we started to take for granted that everybody was in that space where you know, everybody was just, you know, toeing the line. But, you know, in this, man, they're young people. And, you know, young people sometimes think they're invincible. And they're not. We're not. You know, what everybody does in this circle affects everybody else. And that's why we talk about the accountability piece. But in this, what we were able to do was talk about, you know, I mean, our protocols and going back to, okay, well, where did it get off track? Okay, what were we missing? And, you know, like there was just some intentional conversations about people coming back and having to assume that everybody around you, you know, is positive. As much as you want to congregate, as much as you want to, you know, go play video games and I know you haven't seen, you know, some friends for a couple of months. We have to stay on task, okay? And they got it. You know what? Sometimes, but it doesn't take you having to touch a hot stove 3 or 4 times before you get it. And, you know, it was a great reminder to us that, you know, man, we have to be careful. We have to be conscious about our masks, social distancing, you know, how we, you know, congregate together. And our young man, you know, man, took that to heart. And now, you know, we're back at this thing, okay? We came off pause. We started moving forward. We've had our fourth practice, you know, since the pause, and we're doing good things. We're getting better. And they know in order for us to get better, okay, man, we got to be available, you know, because the best ability is availability. So in order for us to get better, we got to practice. And that's what we're doing.
We've all kind of had our own experience with the virus. Some people, you know somebody that knows somebody that's been affected. You know, other people maybe haven't been as affected. Dimitri Moore went through a process, one of your key players. He lost his grandfather. Anybody who could put himself in his shoes would realize how much that would affect your decision of, you know, can I play? Should I be playing? So he went through a process there. Tell us your role in that process. I know you're really happy to have Dimitri out there.
Yeah, I'm glad and Dimitri is back. And, you know, I just listened to Dimitri. I mean, man, he gave his coach and myself, you know, his thoughts. And, you know, all we're there to do is listen and resource. It's not about talking to young men into anything. It's about, you know, hearing what he has to say and then just providing the information that you have. And we just didn't have enough information about, you know, some of the things he wanted to know at the time. And, you know, he misses his grandfather's funeral. And that was tough on Dimitri. I mean, it really was. And we talked. We've had, you know, players, coaches, you know, I mean, lose loved ones, you know, in the midst of the pandemic. And, I mean, it's been hard on everybody. And I think because we are close enough, we can, you know, share, you know, experiences. I think he understood that if he needed to walk away, that's what he needed to do for him. And that, you know, if any point in time, you know, he needed, you know, some more information or wanted to be heard, just call. And he reached out. He called, you know, maybe, you know, 2 weeks later, you know, some more information to come out. I think he had a chance to digest everything that had gone on around him. And listen, there's just a lot going on right now, you know, from social justice issues to, you know, losing family members to, you know, should I be playing or is it safe? And we had a long conversation, man, that wasn't about football, it was just about life. And, you know, in that, you know, Dimitri said, Coach, I mean, I'm glad we talked. I just wanted to tell you I was coming back. I said, okay, sounds good. I mean, man, you know, we love you and, you know, glad to have you back. And I think that's sort of the relationship, man, that my team and I have, our coaches, our staff. It's about full development. You know, you're not going to agree with everything a young man does, but, you know, man, you've got to be there for him you know, as much as you can. And you know, in this time, I mean, there was nothing to be, you know, downtrodden about. I mean, he did what was best for him, and then when he decided to come back, you know, he felt like that was best for him. So all we do is applaud and resource.
We're talking to Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, here with us. And you brought up your coordinators, your new coordinators earlier, Todd Fitch and Ted Roof. And, you know, I'm excited to see what they bring to your staff and to your program, as I know you are. But as somebody that has done this for as long as you have, you've been here obviously several years now, how big of an opportunity is it for you to bring in new voices and to learn as you continue to grow as a head coach and as a coach overall?
You know, growing as a head coach is an essential part of what we do. And in my time here, you know, I've had, you know, experienced coordinators, and I've had some coordinators, men who have been at different places. But, you know, this time, like for me, it seems to be the right fit at the right time. You know, both of these gentlemen have been in coaching as long as I've been in coaching. They've put their eyes down, you know, and worked for a long time, you know, at their skills and crafts. You know, Coach Roof's been a head coach, and he's coached at institutions, you know, like this. He was at Duke. He was at, you know, Georgia Tech, played at Georgia Tech. And I can say the same thing about Coach Fitch, having been at Boston College. He knows and understands, you know, young people in this space, how hard they work on both sides of it. And, you know, they're nuanced enough and experienced enough to understand that it's about players. What do they do? What do our players do best? And how can we put them in the best position, you know, for overall team success? You know, and it's about big team, little me. And they've been able to spin that message and really create some spacing here where our student athletes, you know, have really responded to what they brought to the table. They have experience, but they've tailor-made it. I mean, they've almost made offense and defense turnkey for these players. And that's important. The messaging's on point, the ability to listen, to pivot, to adjust, you know, man, it has been outstanding, and it's really helped me. It's helped me, you know, man, see, you know, what I need to see, you know, stand on the platform that I need to stand on, which is sometimes 100,000 feet as I get in the weeds of, you know, daily practice. I need to be able to see, you know, how people are responding, you know, to the coaching, to the schemes, you know, where do we need to go? How can I resource our coaches? All this has been apparent over the last, you know, 9 months. And so I'm thankful and grateful, you know, to the administration for allowing me to make these changes. And we're headed in the right direction. I'm excited about 2020. And now what we got to do is get ourselves ready for September 26th when we line up versus Texas A&M.
Derek, I ask this because I really don't know the answer, but I'm curious about it. If, you know, you're head coach at Vanderbilt, Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Titans. What kind of relationship, if any, do you two have? Do you talk to him? You're both defensive guys. You've been coordinators. You've been head coaches. I'm just curious if there's a conversation that happens at all between you two.
We have talked. And, you know, man, we spent time together. And we've got a common friend in you know, Kirk Herbstreit, who we get an opportunity to hang out with. We haven't had a chance as much during COVID. Obviously with social distancing and sure, what we're trying to do. But, you know, we had known each other before, had really respected each other's work, understood how we had climbed, you know, the collegiate and professional ladders. But when we got to Nashville, or when, you know, Braves got to Nashville, Kirk actually got us together, and it was fun. I mean, man, because we hit it off right away. I mean, we are – you know, defensive minds. We do have, you know, maybe defensive backgrounds, defensive, you know, mentalities, but we also have children and we have families. And we talk as much about those things as we did football, but I think, you know, man, we're kindred spirits in terms of how we see ball. I love, you know, man, what he's done with his organization, the mentality, the physicalness, the mindset, how they play. I've tried to pick his brain a little bit as to, you know, man, what things in his space are really important. And granted, college football and professional football are different, but I think, you know, man, leadership qualities, the ability to, you know, impact your team, be on point with your messaging and lead guys to places that they haven't gone before are something that we both share. So I mean, I'm a big fan of Rage, and for sure.
Derek, let's wrap it up with you telling us about your starting quarterback.
Starting quarterback. Listen, we're working on that right now. Okay, we got four talented quarterbacks, and they all bring something different to the table. You know, people have heard me say that before, but you know, right now, you know, we're seven practices in. You know, I mean, I lost a couple of guys when we had to press pause, and a couple of these guys were in, you know, quarantine. So now they're working their way back, but the young quarterbacks have done well. Ken Seals and Mike have done a good job with the reps that they've been given, and you're starting to see the confidence come with those guys. So, I mean, it's confidence, it's chemistry, it's consistency, it's all those things. With Danny and you know, Jeremy Musa, these young men are talented. I mean, it's a competitive room. It's not combative. These guys, you know, all want the job, but these guys understand, man, that it's got to be a healthy quarterback room in order for us to get to where we try, where we want to go. So right now, these guys are competing. I'll let you know somewhere, you know, around, you know, like September 21st, okay? I know you're going to mark that on your calendar as the day that Coach Mason said he's going to say something.
But
we'll address it as we get a little closer, you know, to that. Right now, we're still evaluating.
I may have gotten you in year one, but I knew I had no chance, but I thought it was worth a shot, you know?
Coach Mason says
September 21st, we need to call. All right.
September 21st, man. Mark it on your calendar.
Hey, good to talk to you again. We're excited. Hey, it's September, so we're definitely excited. Thanks for doing this, as always. We're looking forward to talking to you every week.
Let's do this, fellas. Take care. See you soon.
All right, you do the same. Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach. I tried. He's got four potential starting quarterbacks. But he told us on September 21st he's going to narrow it down to one, and hopefully we'll find out then. All right, we'll come back. Fourth and final hour of Darren Donick and Chase next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins. $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.